Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So, Taylor Kitsch, the new movie is Savages. I like Taylor Kitsch a lot. Coming off two not-so-successful movies. One is that John Carter, and then Battleship.
Which I totally forgot came out.
Yeah, most people did. But Savages looks badass.
I've been excited for this movie for like a few months.
Yeah.
Anyways, Taylor Kitsch is on the phone. Hey, dude. Hang on. Taylor?
Morning, how are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. Let me first start off by saying Savages looks friggin' badass, dude.
It kind of is.
It really is? It really is.
It means facetious. We can be facetious in the morning, can't we?
Yeah, we can totally be. I tell you, I asked my girlfriend last night, I'm like, hey, what do you think of Taylor Kitsch? And the reaction she gave me was pretty much the reaction that all women do, which is they say it very nonchalantly. He's just about perfect.
Oh, jeez. Well, they got to meet me first, and then we'll see what happens.
I've met you, dude, and then people want to touch my hand after I've shaken your hand. this movie, when did you sign up for this? Did you fight for this? Did they come after you? How did you get involved in this?
Ironically, I was reading the book before I even knew it was getting developed with Stone, and I love the book. And it's really just the story of Ben, John, and O. And these two guys who basically have this boutique-y grow-up in Southern California. The cartels starting to infiltrate into Southern California and want their business.
Yeah.
And then with Oliver, I got an email from Oliver, which is, you know, you don't really get that every day. And it was just saying, you know, I'm interested in meeting you for this part and interested in working with you. And then I had a meeting, which was literally about 5 minutes. So I thought I wasn't even going to get in the room for it. And then I got the audition, and that was it. It was kind of old school. I auditioned with him, I think, two or three times.
So you auditioned for Oliver Stone?
Wow.
Yeah, the scenes we were doing were so intense. And to go in and do that in an office, the audition process is so bizarre.
Yeah.
But so it was pretty intense.
You know, when you have to go and audition for somebody like Oliver Stone, or you have to, you know, he's sitting behind the camera or he's standing there directing you, is it still kind of nerve-wracking because of who he is and the projects that he's worked on in the past?
I mean, I think beforehand it definitely raised your game into what you're actually getting into and the opportunity. But once you're there and once you're doing rehearsals, I will say you do trust him a lot more than, you know, a first-time director or something. You know, when he does have a note or comes from behind Video Village or whatnot and gives you a note, 90% of the time I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
I completely, completely disagree with it.
So Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. Taylor Kitsch is on the phone with us right now. New movie, Savages, in theaters today.
Who are you doing love scenes with in this movie? Is it Blake Lively?
Blake Lively,
How was that?
I mean, they're so technical. I mean, this is one thing. I said this a couple weeks ago. I was like, I was just happy it was over with. And now I'm just getting just ripped into like, oh, tough day at work.
Like, because I got to figure, even fake sex with Blake Lively, it's still not the worst day ever.
It's not the worst day. I mean,
it's not the worst day. Hey, I read something last night where, you know, you were talking about, you know, John Carter and Battleship, and you'd actually put a positive spin on it, saying that, you know, it's actually freed you up from not getting involved in another couple franchises that are going to take up 12 years of your life.
Yeah, I do feel it's a new chapter for me right now, and
yeah,
it's really exciting. And what's become of Savages is a pretty incredible film, and it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you know, you sign up to this and you have a checklist of what it can do, and just being a part of it, better actor, Oliver Stone, Travolta, Benicio, and it's like everything when you walk away from it has been checked off of such a positive thing I've taken from Savages as well. And so now it's just like the opportunities are pretty incredible. And
hey, Taylor, were you working on the movie during the time when all that stuff about Travolta came out?
No, we wrapped a year ago.
Is it hard to do press for this movie with John Travolta when all anybody wants to talk about is him being sued by massage therapists and that he sexually assaulted them?
No, Not for me. You know, I'm a huge fan and advocate of Travolta. As a person, of course, as an actor. So we've become quite close.
Yeah.
It's not my spot to ask him, you know. So I just respect him on all levels.
And I'll tell you, for anybody who's a fan of Taylor and Friday Night Lights and everything else, if you go and see, go on demand right now and watch a movie that I don't think anybody even really saw, but it's so badass and you were so badass in it, which is Bang Bang Club.
Oh, thank you. That's one of the proudest things I've ever done as an actor, too. So that just was an incredible challenge.
That's what my girlfriend fell in love with you. I almost fell in love with you watching that movie, for God's sake.
Oh, wow.
Taylor Kitsch, thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show. Dude, honestly, cannot wait to see Savages. I'm a huge, huge Oliver Stone fan, and this movie just looks amazing.
He's back, guys. Enjoy it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, bro.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.